Numbers chapter 8. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and tell him, When you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. Aaron did so. He lit its lamps to light the area in front of the lampstand, as Yahweh commanded Moses. This was the workmanship of the lampstand, beaten work of gold, from its base to its flowers. It was beaten work, according to the pattern which Yahweh had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the Levites from among the children of Israel, and cleanse them. You shall do this to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle the water of cleansing on them. Let them shave their whole bodies with a razor, and let them wash their clothes and clean themselves. Then let them take a young bull and its meal offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and another young bull you shall take for a sin offering. You shall present the Levites before the tent of meeting. You shall assemble the whole congregation of the children of Israel. You shall present the Levites before Yahweh. The children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before Yahweh for a wave offering on the behalf of the children of Israel, that it may be theirs to do the service of Yahweh. The Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, and you shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering to Yahweh, to make atonement for the Levites. You shall set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons, and offer them as a wave offering to Yahweh. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go and to do the service of the tent of meeting. And you shall cleanse them, and offer them as a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel, instead of all who open the womb, even the firstborn of all the children of Israel, I have taken them to me. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and animal. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tent of meeting, and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel, when the children of Israel come near to the sanctuary. Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did so to the Levites, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them. The Levites purified themselves from sin, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. After that, the Levites went in to do their service in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons, as Yahweh had commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So they did to them. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is that which belongs to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward they shall go in to wait on the service in the work of the tent of meeting. And from the age of 50 years old they shall cease waiting on the work, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brothers in the tent of meeting to perform the duty, and shall do no service. You shall do this to the Levites concerning their duties. Numbers chapter 9. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Moreover, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. On the 14th day of this month at evening you shall keep it in the appointed season, according to all its statutes and according to all its ordinances you shall keep it. Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they should keep the Passover. They kept the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did. There were certain men who were unclean because of the dead body of a man, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day. They came before Moses and before Aaron, and on that day, those men said to him, We are unclean because of the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back, that we may not offer the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season among the children of Israel? Moses answered them, Wait, that I may hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Say to the children of Israel, If any man of you or of your generations is unclean by reason of a dead body, or is on a journey far away, he shall still keep the Passover to Yahweh. In the second month, on the 14th day at evening, they shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break a bone of it. According to all the statute of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that soul shall be cut off from his people, because he didn't offer the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. If a foreigner lives among you and desires to keep the Passover to Yahweh, according to the statute of the Passover, and according to its ordinance, so shall he do. He shall have one statute, both for the foreigner and for him who is born in the land. On the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, even the tent of the testimony. And at evening it was over the tabernacle, as it were the appearance of fire, until morning, though it was continually. The cloud covered it, and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was called up from over the tent, then after that the children of Israel traveled, and in the place where the cloud remained, there the children of Israel encamped, at the commandment of Yahweh. The children of Israel traveled, and at the commandment of Yahweh they encamped. As long as the cloud remained on the tabernacle, they remained encamped. When the cloud stayed on the tabernacle many days, the children of Israel kept Yahweh's command and didn't travel. Sometimes the cloud was a few days on the tabernacle, then according to the commandment of Yahweh, they remained encamped. And according to the encampment of Yahweh, the commandment of Yahweh, they traveled. Sometimes the cloud was from evening until morning, and when the cloud was taken up in the morning, they traveled, or by day and by night. When the cloud was taken up, they traveled, whether it was 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud stayed on the tabernacle, remaining on it. The children of Israel remained encamped and didn't travel, but when it was taken up, they traveled. At the commandment of Yahweh, they encamped. And the commandment of Yahweh, they traveled. They kept Yahweh's command at the commandment of Yahweh by Moses. Numbers chapter 10. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of silver. You shall make them of beaten work. You shall use them for the calling of the congregation and for the journeying of the camps. When they blow them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting. If they blow just once, then the princes, the heads of the thousand of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie in the south side shall go forward. Then they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets. This shall be to you for a statute forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with trumpets. Then you will be remembered before Yahweh your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also on the day of your gladness, and in your set feasts, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of the peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial before your God. I am Yahweh, your God. In the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the testimony. The children of Israel went forward according to their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud stayed in the wilderness of Paran. They first went forward according to the commandment of Yahweh by Moses. First, the standard of the camp of the children of Judah went forward according to their armies. Nashon, the son of Amminadab, was over his army. Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Issachar. Eliab, the son of Helon, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun. The tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who bore the tabernacle, went forward. The standard of the camp of Reuben went forward according to their armies. Eliezer, the son of Shedeur, was over his army. Shelemiel, the son of Zurishaddai, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Simeon. Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad. The Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary. The others set up the tabernacle before they arrived. The standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. Elishama, the son of Amihud, was over his army. Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Manasseh. Abidan, the son of Gideoni, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Benjamin. The standard of the camp of the children of Dan, which was the rear guard of all the camps, set forward according to their armies. Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, was over his army. Pagiel, the son of Ochran, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher. Ariah, the son of Enan, was over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali. Thus were the travels of the children of Israel according to their armies, and they went forward. Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. He said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives. He said, don't leave us, please, because you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. It shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be that whatever good Yahweh does to us, we will do to you. We'll do the same to you. They set forward from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey. The ark of Yahweh's covenant went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. The cloud of Yahweh was over them by day when they set forward from the camp. When the ark went forward, Moses said, rise up, Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered. Let those who hate you flee before you. When it rested, he said, return, Yahweh, to the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel.